Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise and Françoise Rhodes, your host, as we shift on into the travel portion of the show. Of course, we did start at 11:05 this morning, and the first hour is a local event show. And then this hour, we continue on with what's going on in the world of travel. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex. Hey, Alex. First
hey
hour kind of went shoo.
Yeah, I did. I think we had some good content, a good interview there as well.
Yeah,
so
Vanessa was great. Which Vanessa was here with us, Maja, to talk about all the things happening in Palm Desert, the city of Palm Desert. And as we said earlier, lots of things happening throughout the Coachella Valley. All right, including right here on Traveling with Françoise. And as I'm trying to get everyone a heads up, there's going to be changes here coming up with the show in the next couple months. So I just want to get you used to going to that website, Traveling with Françoise, to see what's going on there. I'll keep you updated as we move along. But things are happening in the radio industry, and I'm going to try to forge some new paths for myself. So, again, keep that website handy, travelingwithfrancoise.com. And if you want to sign up for our weekly newsletter, you can certainly do that on the website as well. There's TV events on there, our TV shows, travel blog, podcast, contest page, featured destinations, so much. If you haven't visited the site, check it out. All right, the weather is gorgeous out there. A lot of things happening in the Coachella Valley. And, of course, we are brought to you in part by the Desert Entertainer, free throughout the Coachella Valley and online. So pick one of those up. And let's see, yesterday I was not on KESQ. I'll be back in a couple weeks. I just haven't had the golf show, and so I just been sleeping in on Saturday mornings, I'll just be honest with you. But there's lots happening on the television show as well. This week we will be featuring the Salton Sea, so check that out. Desert X has several exhibits down there around the Salton Sea. So this will give you an idea about the State Recreation Park and the other places down there. When you're going to see Desert X, what you can see, such as Salvation Mountain, East Jesus, Slab City, all these places now that we kind of just take for granted because they're there, but tourists come from all over the world and they want to go see Slab City. They don't get it. They want to go see Salvation Mountain. It's really, you've been there, Alex?
That I have.
You have? Yes. Okay. Yeah, it is very, very interesting. And if you just kind of scoot on over just a little bit, keep on going, you'll go into El Centro, where the Blue Angels right now are practicing for their March 16th air show. And you will see them in the air just doing all these maneuvers, which are incredible in itself. So definitely so much happening. And I want to give you a heads up, too, that B. Olsen's Jewelers, they have a retirement end of lease sale happening right now. They're at the lower level in the Gardens on El Paseo. Go on over there. Everything must go. The doors are closing for good, and they have some amazing items over there. So check it out. Up to 70% off on some items, but everything is discounted, from earrings to necklaces to bracelets to watches to men's wedding bands, estate jewelry. They have tons of stuff going on. So check it out. B. Olsen's Jewelers, the lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. They are so great over there. So I have some breaking news of my own. The May Mount Rushmore trip is sold out. That's it. No more.
Yep.
You snooze, you lose.
Yep. You have to get on it because you're in demand.
Yeah.
You
for
know?
That price, $9.95 per person, flying out of Palm Springs. I mean, it is a great, great price. So that is booked and sold out. So we will be going in May around Mount Rushmore. They do have a waiting list. Some people are on, but I'm kind of thinking that probably everybody's going to go that is going to go. So it's going to be fun because I'm going to know a lot of people that are on the trip, the listeners, and from ACT, Adult Customized Tours. I know those folks. So definitely, it's going to be fun. So the Mount Rushmore trip is sold out, but not to worry. ACT Tours has tons of trips going on right now. Tons. They're going to Egypt. They just got back from Tahiti. They're going to New York and all these different places for their Broadway series. So check out their website, act-tours.com, and you'll discover all the things that they have going on. In fact, we need to get Stephen Lalo back here on the show. But some other news going on. Whitewater Preserve. I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook, but I showed the road going out to the Whitewater Preserve, which looks as bad as the tramway road.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
It's just heartbreaking. The The preserve is closed until further notice. Whitewater Canyon Road is washed out in multiple locations. The preserve will reopen once the county has made the necessary repairs and determines the road is safe for public use. So, we don't know how long that's going to be. It won't be like the tram fix. That we know for sure. This will take a little bit longer. Also, the Mission Creek Preserve is closed until further notice. Mission, and I wanted to go up there, and I didn't get a chance yet. The Mission Creek Preserve is closed due to impassable road conditions. We hope to open that road as soon as possible. But Pioneer Town Mountains Preserve, which I've never been there either, that I want to go there, they're open. So we encourage everyone to come out and explore our Pioneer Town Mountains Preserve while the other two are closed. That is off of Pipes Canyon Road in Pioneer Town, and open daily sunrise to sunset. And I bet a lot of you didn't even know that they have a mountain preserve out there.
I feel like I've been out there, but it's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. I didn't know. In fact, I need to give them a call as well, because they were going to be on the show at one point, and something came up, and the ranger that was going to be on couldn't be on, but I'm going to make a little note here and get them to give... No, in fact, they were on the show, and then I promised them I'd be up there, and I haven't been up there yet, so shame on me. So this is a good excuse for me to go up to the Pioneer Town Mountains Preserve, again, in Pioneer Town. So there's always something. There's a preserve around here somewhere, but the tram will be closed indefinitely. But as I said in the first hour, they will be working. They have already started working on that road on Friday. They're going to get that open to the public as soon as possible. It is their season, and they certainly don't want to miss out on it. Also, here's something that might be a little sad before we jump into all of our travel and industry news. Oh, we do have some tickets to give away. That's not the sad part. We do have... four passes for four for the tour of the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Now, the museum is free to go to the gift shop and the ground floor. But to tour the house and the museum and all that, there is a charge. And I'm going to be giving those away, not right this second, probably in the next break or so. But I have passes for four for the tour at the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. This weekend, they have their cultural weekend going on. They had great crowds out there. It's just some wonderful artists as well. That goes through today, so you might want to head out there. And that is free to attend. That is the cultural weekend happening at the Cabot's Pueblo Museum in Desert Hot Spring. So go up there and see different types of pottery and some beautiful works up there. But this is what I found a little sad. It's about the human attention span. So basically, I've lost all of you already. You're done. I've lost y'all. I don't know where you are. Your mind's somewhere else, because the average human being now has an attention span of 8 seconds. That's it. That is pretty sad. We used to have 12 seconds, but we've lost four in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, we've lost a third of it.
Yeah, right there. So I am wondering, if our attention span is only 8 seconds, what is a kid's attention span?
Who knows?
It could be actually better.
It could be.
I'm not sure. But this is the lowest ever the human attention span has ever been. And they're saying it's because of technology.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, because in an age where now we have so much information mm-hmm. at the palm of our hands,
yep,
but yet we can't pay attention to it.
We can't pay attention to it. We're not absorbing it. So think about it. If you don't remember something that you told someone 8 seconds ago, you can just blame it on whatever, your own attention span. I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I would give you that little bit of information that's circulating around out there. With that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about travel news and a lot more, and maybe give those Cabot's tour tickets away. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host, and Alex is in the boardroom. This segment of the show is brought to you in part by the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. You can go to their website, cabotsmuseum.org, for more information. Their hours and admission is October through May, Tuesday through Sunday. They are closed on Monday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. General admission for the tours is $13. So check it out. It's $11 for seniors, active military, and children ages 6 through 12. And they have their museum courtyard, outer buildings, trading post, and water gallery are free and open to the public during regular museum hours. So again, we do have those four tickets. In fact, I'll offer those up right now. Passes for four to tour the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. You can give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. These do not expire until March of next year, 2020. So again, that is passes for four for the tour of the Cabot's Pueblo Museum. All right. So news, I know you heard the commercial about Dana Wharf whale watching. They post videos just about every day, and I do share some of those on Traveling with Francoise. And it looks like in the one video that the angle of the video looks like the whales are actually migrating back now towards the northern regions. They go down to Mexico in December and whatnot, and it looks like they must think it's going to start warming up pretty soon because it looks like they're heading back the other way.
Yeah, maybe they're giving us a heads up.
Yeah, they might be. And they have been getting whale sightings just about every single day. So again, Dana Wharf Whale Watching is a place to go, and it's always fun to go down to Dana Point, just hang out in there as well. All right, so travel news. The total number of U.S. hotel transactions rose 25% in 2018, and transaction volume increased by nearly 50%. That is huge, and they're thinking this year is going to be another huge year for travel as well, and everyone is getting ready for it. Even those out in Borrego Springs for the big super bloom, they have they're ready. They're ready for everybody. Hotel suite, here's something new that someone is trying. The Lexington Hotel in New York has unveiled its Norma Jean Suite celebrating Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio, who during their marriage lived in that space. So they are trying. This is something new, and they're decorating it in all the style of what pictures of what they've seen when Marilyn and Joe lived there. So interesting. Something different that you might want to, you know, experience. All right, here's something else that I really didn't even know about, and I want to thank Dan Scanny for this. You know, he's always sending me so much information, and it's fun when you have listeners that are really a big part of the show in so many ways, and they don't even realize it, because he sends me information all the time. A lot of it I already get through the different travel sites that I have, but once in a while I'll get something that I hadn't noticed, and this was one of them, and it's about what is called the wave season, which is happening right now with cruise ships, and it's from January 15th through about March 15th, so you still have some time, where they are trying to book as many cabins as possible, the travel agents, for the upcoming summer seasons and whatnot, actually the rest of the year. So again, it's called the wave season, and they say right now there are incredible deals out there on cruises. So you want to take advantage of, we're talking cruises to Alaska, cruises all over, and they're talking about some of the prices here. One of them here, on one of the Royal Caribbean's, one of their ships, they have rates that start at $659 per person, double occupancy. The rates are just all over the map here on discounted. And a lot of them, you'll be able to get free drinks, dining packages, free Wi-Fi, onboard credit. This is with Norwegian Cruise Line. And so, again, right now might be the perfect time if you'd thought about booking a cruise to talk to your travel advisor, agent, whoever, and see what kind of deal you can get, because there's a lot of deals out there. And again, it's called the wave season. So I didn't know that.
Learn something new every day.
I know. And again, yeah. I thank Dan for that. And this, like I say, it goes on until March 15th. So you still have time to start doing your homework and checking it out. Also in the cruise and actually travel industry news, we talked about this a couple shows ago about the Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line Grand Classica, the cruise ship that was going to go into Cuba, pick up relatives, go out to sea, let them visit with their family members that are on the cruise ship, and then bring them back. Well, it didn't happen. Due to the Cuban government denying entry into Havana without reason and despite advance approvals in place, Viva Travel's charter of Grand Classica did not get to go into Cuba and pick up those family members. That's sad.
Well, that's no fun.
It is no fun. I thought, darn, and they had really, they sold out the trip. They had it all set up, and of course, the Cubans, there were a lot of older Cubans on the cruise that were going to reunite with the relatives that they hadn't seen that are still in Cuba. So it did not happen. So they're still trying to figure out. The cruise line has not given up on this. They're still working on it. But Cuba just didn't like the idea, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. All right. With a strong performance during the last 4 months of 2018, including a robust turnaround by countries impacted by the 2017 hurricanes, the Caribbean welcomed 29.9 million visitors last year, its second best year to date. So good for them, because the Caribbean's been hit hard by all these storms, and yeah, it's tough. And they do get really, they get a lot of the areas where the tourists are going to go cleaned up fairly quickly. The sad part is the outer areas that people tend to forget about.
Yeah, it a lot of work is done in the resort areas, obviously, because that's where the big money making is. But the rest of the communities do suffer a lot because the resources don't go to them. And you know, if you have a few bucks here and there, you know, it's not a bad idea to donate to those areas.
That's right. In fact, New Orleans, there are still areas that were devastated by Katrina that have never recovered because they were just an afterthought. They just wanted to get all the other areas where the tourists go and where the businesses are, get those up and running. And it's sad, but that's what happens. That's what guess the way it is. All right, Pittsburgh Airport getting a new terminal, a $1.1 billion facility scheduled for completion in 2023 will have a larger security checkpoint area, more space for concessions, outdoor green plazas, and a ground transportation area. So that will be in Pittsburgh. $1.1 billion. Also, U.S. carrier applications for Japan's Haneda slots roll in advance of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The Department of Transportation is accepting proposals for 12 Haneda slots for U.S. airlines. So, of course, the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, that means more flights going in that direction. Also, Vietnamese airlines cleared to fly to the U.S. The FAA has determined that Vietnam's Civil Aviation Authority complies with international aviation safety standards, so we will be getting airlines in from Vietnam, which I know a lot of you don't even realize that there are airlines that we will not accept here in the United States, and London is the same way and whatnot, only because of their safety standards. They're not up to code to what we want and places like London want, Australia, so they just don't allow them to come in. They don't want any problems. So these airlines have to work very hard to pass all these rigorous standards, and the Vietnamese airlines just cleared to fly to the U.S., so I'm sure they're very excited about that. Opens up a new window of opportunity for them.
More revenue.
That's right, because that means they'll be flying back. They're going to fly here, but they're going to be flying back, and they can take people back with them. So, all right, Southwest grapples with new labor and revenue problems. The airline is lashing out at the union representing its mechanics over an increase in grounded planes. It also said the partial shutdown of the federal government will cost about $60 million in lost revenue. And the FAA investigating Southwest over baggage weight calculations. Miscalculations have the potential to cause safety problems since pilots rely upon accurate data to compute takeoff weights. That is another thing we don't realize when we're flying. That baggage has to be distributed evenly within the cargo area of the jet, and it goes by weight as well. That's why they weigh all these big bags. You know, we stuff them as much as we can, thinking, oh, what's our one little bag? But everybody stuffs them as much as they can. And they have weight regulations that go with each jet, and so they have to follow those. So sometimes stuff happens. They move your baggage to another airline to get it over there because the weight is just not right with the jet that you're flying in. And Amazon's Alexa can be an unwelcome hotel roommate. Maybe this won't surprise anyone, but it turns out that some hotel guests are not happy about having listening devices in their rooms, even if the device in question is there to help them.
And yeah, there's a lot of problems with, you know, people feeling like they're being surveilled.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it because sometimes, you know, Amazon Alexa has been known to do some weird things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of your information is being tracked. So I don't blame them at all.
Yeah, and I'm still not at the stage where I need to tell a device to turn on the dishwasher or to turn when I'm standing right there or to turn on my wash machine when I'm standing right there or the TV. I don't know. I don't see all that as, and I'm sure it's wonderful. How much lazier do we need to get? I don't know. But when you're in a hotel room that is so small, sometimes, though, it might be good because half the time I can never figure out how to work these shutters that go up and down. You know, you have 20 buttons on a little remote. You start pushing them, and everything's going in all different directions. So that might be, you know, easy to just say, open the blinds. That right there. But otherwise, I don't know. And sometimes the TV, you cannot even figure out how to get to whatever. It takes 10 minutes for that. But I figure it out. All right. And last but least, we're running out of time here. Regent and Oceana eliminating plastic bottled water. The cruise lines will use the Vero purification and distribution systems for still and sparkling water. So that is going to save a lot of use of plastic bottles right then and there on those cruise ships. So that is definitely something to look forward to. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have Micheline, who's going to be joining us, Micheline Gallagher. She is the Director of Education and Environmental Programs over at Sunnylands. We're going to find out what's going on over there. Definitely a tourist destination in itself. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. You know how I like to mix things up a little bit, and right here we are a tourist destination in our own right, the entire Coachella Valley. And once in a while, I like to point out things in the travel segment of the show that you should go to and make sure that you know about, and you should send all your friends and guests when they come here so they can experience, because this is, it's just a storied place, so much history there. Amazing to go and see all of it, and that is a Sunnylands over there, Center and Gardens. And joining us to talk a little bit about all the things that happened there is Micheline Gallagher. Hi, Micheline.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, it is great to have you here. It's been a while since I can't even remember the last time I had someone from Sunnylands on the show, so it's been too long then.
Okay, good. We're back.
It's been too long, and I love the property. For those of you who've never been to the Center and Gardens, it's free. You park and you walk into the building, and this beautiful, gorgeous view awaits you. So I don't really even know where to start, because Micheline and I've played the golf course, I've been on the house tour, but let's start first with the Center and Gardens, because it's free to the public and so much goes on there. So tell everyone what that is about.
Okay, great. And I'm glad we're starting with that, because that is free. And there is, some people don't realize that they can come Wednesday through Sunday from 8:30 to 4 for free. We have a fabulous cafe. You can have coffee, you can have lunch, and look at the gardens and the view. And the Center and Garden site is actually 15 acres of desert gardens. There's walking trails, and there are a lot of activities that go on there. So we have a whole health and wellness program where we have yoga, tai chi, and then on Sundays we put toys out for families to just come and hang out with the kids. None of the toys plug in. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be outside just playing. And so that's a great part of it. But we also this year, we have an exhibition called Flight Plan, The Birds of Sunnylands. And that was based on a discovery that we made in our archives that Walter Annenberg in particular was a huge bird lover. Mm-hmm. And we found correspondence and a lot of information that basically created its own exhibition. And then we collaborated with Tim Lehman, who is a National Geographic photographer, and he was there for 2 years photographing the birds. And so we now have a bird exhibition there. It's a contemporary photographic exhibition, and it tells that story, which is really the most personal story that we've ever told the Annenbergs. We tend to focus on their diplomatic work and those aspects. But this really is a personal side that's really a delightful side to discover.
That is interesting. Now, the birds that you have photographed mm-hmm. and the birds that Walter Annenberg liked, were they birds that were on the property or birds that were in? Because it's like a sanctuary in itself there.
Well, it's funny that you use that word, because he intended for 25 acres of Sunnylands to be landscaped in the form of a sanctuary. To, as he said, to provide aid and comfort for the birds of the desert. And he was aware of the Pacific Flyway. He knew all mm-hmm. of that. And so along with that, we've done programming as well. So we've had for years the bird walks and the bird tours on site. In addition to that, this year we're doing some off-site trips. So we're going to the Borrego Springs for the Swainson Hawk Festival.
Oh, great.
And so those you can sign up through our site. And in addition to those, you'll get a curatorial walk through the exhibition and a catalog of the exhibition, which is actually, we say catalog, but it's really a book on this whole story. Mm-hmm. And so we have those programming going on.
And that exhibit, again, is in the
center.
And
right.
It's all free. I'm telling you this, folks, because, again, like you said, Micheline, that people don't realize that. They see the gates and they think, oh, my gosh, to go behind there And they don't, they just don't always even know. So, interesting. Right. Very, very interesting. All right.
So we have that. Coming in March, is our annual Music in the Gardens. And it's every Sunday, 11 to 1. We have all different groups that come in. And you can just come, bring your beach chair, bring your picnic blanket, small picnic basket, and enjoy. You sit out on the great lawn, mm-hmm. and they play right in that space. And it's really lovely. We have regulars that come every year.
I'm sure. And the great lawn, again, folks, is this beautiful green lawn, expansive green lawn. It's just gorgeous out there. And when you're in Sunnylands, here's something I notice every time I go, because I've been to a lot of events there, that when you're in the center and when you're in the Great Lawn area, it feels like you're a million miles away from everything. The way it is set up, the views of what you see are the spectacular mountains, but you don't see roof lines. You don't see, it really is something. The way
yeah,
they did it.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful place to be. And the fact that it's open free to the public is really exciting, because you can just come in. So that's what we have in March, the bird trips. And this Friday night, we're actually doing a special program. So we partner with a lot of schools doing special programs. Mm-hmm. And this year we did our first partnership with Cat City High School. We have a senior from Cat City, Nikita, who has created basically an interactive program for the public. So again, it's free. Mm-hmm. You can come in from 5 to 9 on Friday. And she's experimenting with music and astronomy. So it's this little fun kind of programming where, and we will have telescopes. The Rancho Mirage Library or Observatory will be there with a couple of their telescopes. And there will be interactive stations. And it's just a nice evening to come on out.
And what time is that again?
That's at 5.
5 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
So it'll be a really nice night. And if you're somebody who likes the bird exhibition, you've been interested in birding and you just haven't gotten into it, on Saturday we will be doing our second, basically, Birding 101. So it's introducing you to that whole process. And we have Jane Olson, who is a phenomenal birder, has done it for years all over the world, and she teaches a wonderful class just to kind of get you started. So that's this coming Saturday. So this weekend we have a lot going on at Sunnylands.
Well, and for those of you saying, maybe birds, they're not my thing, don't say that, because it is really incredible, the birds that we have. I walk just about every night, and there are nights when I have seen these beautiful bright yellow birds or beautiful blue birds. I don't even know. And they're just so spectacular, just happy as can be. And then, of course, in the lakes right now, we are on the Pacific Flyway. We get the pelicans that landed there. And it really is interesting, folks. It really, really is. And you're going to just see so much more when you do go to Sunnylands. Yep. Because you have, how many exhibits do you have going at any one time there?
Well, we have one annual exhibit because the space is not huge. But we do have a Desert X exhibit right now. So you can come through for that. Mm-hmm. And we also have the regular art that is stays there all the time. So right now it's the bird exhibition, uh-huh. and then it changes out. We are closed in the summer, so you want to get there before the end of May. We close for June through August.
Okay. And I want to talk a little bit too about the gardens. That's a little deceiving, because you come in and you park and you see these little trails kind of going off, and then that's it. You don't really know that they... Tell us about the garden area where people can walk through.
Sure. So we have about a mile and a quarter of trails that run through that space. So you can walk through the wildflower field, which is actually blooming right now. Oh. So we're kind of doing the same super bloom that's happening everywhere else. And then we have different ones that you can walk through. We have a labyrinth that you can walk through that people love. Mm-hmm. And then again, we have places that you can just sit and relax. It's been designed to create these kind of private spaces. Mm-hmm. We also do a lot of environmental programming, and we are part of a study on the Southwest monarch butterflies. So we are every Wednesday morning out there monitoring what's there, the eggs. We're locating actually monarch eggs and larvae and the chrysalises and the adults. So that's another fun thing that we do. We do a lot of environmental programming behind the scenes.
When are they going to start hatching?
Well, they are hatching now.
They are hatching now. Okay.
We do have some here. The Mexico population that starts its northern, usually in March is when they start departing Mexico and they start heading north.
Those butterflies fly all that way?
They do. It's a 6,000-mile round trip for the ones who go the full distance. So it's pretty phenomenal.
Wow.
But they do it in multiple generations.
Okay, all right. I was thinking, again, so much happening, folks, over at Sunnylands Center and Gardens. With us is Michaeline Gallagher, Excuse me, and you are the Director of Education and Environmental Programs. Of course, you have the cafe there, which is open to the public, folks. They have great food over there. You have a wonderful little gift shop, because it's hard to go over there. There's so, again, so much history at Sunnylands. If you've just heard about it and didn't even realize the story with Walter and Leonora Annenberg, that is amazing in itself. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to, though, talk a little bit about the house, which is where it all started, the estate there, which you do give tours, but as we were saying during the break, that they sell out so quickly.
They do. So the house tours go on sale the 15th of the month for the entire following month, mm-hmm. and they do sell out quickly. However, what we've started doing that's been really popular is we do an open-air tour. So you can show up day of in the morning, and you can book yourself on one of the open-air tours going out that day, whether if weather's mm-hmm. cooperating, which this year for the first time we've had a little less cooperation. But if but that way it gets you on the estate. Now, you can't go in the house, mm-hmm. but it will take you around the house. You'll see the entire estate. So those people who really want to see the grounds and are okay with that, mm-hmm. if they were disappointed they didn't get in the house, you can still go out on that. And every Thursday, we also do a bird tour. So if you're a birder and you want to experience the grounds that way, you can also book that. And all of that is through our website.
Well, the whole property again, folks, is just amazing. Like I said, I was lucky enough to play the golf course once, which was so exciting. And we had a guide that was telling us the different things that happened on different holes and the presidents and all. They're just walking on it. And I toured the house, which, again, I could have spent all day in the memories room.
Yeah, the room of memories is probably one of the most popular stuff.
That is something. But you can just start off by just going over to Sunnylands at the Center and Gardens, which is off of Bob Hope Drive. The gates now, do we still go through the gates right there off of Bob Hope?
Yeah, you still go through the gates. Mm-hmm. And really quick, since you mentioned Room of Memories, we do have actually a kind of three-dimensional video tour on the website. So if you felt like you wanted to spend more time in that room, you can go back in virtually.
Okay, because those pictures, really something. Yeah.
But yes, it is the Bob Hope entrance.
Uh-huh. Okay, so just wanted to make sure, because I remember there was a rumor at one time going around that the entrance had changed, but I couldn't see where
it would have changed. Sometimes try to go in the Frank Sinatra entrance, which is the historic entrance, but that goes directly onto the estate. You can't go in that way.
Okay.
This takes you to the visitor center.
So a lot of things happening again. Now, Michaeline, what would you like to say to our locals that have never been and why they should go and why their friends should go?
If they've never been, they have to. It's really hard to explain to them how amazing it is to go in there and be in the gardens. I think the biggest compliment we have are the people that every time they have guests come now, once they've gone once, every time they have guests come, they bring them back. It is one of those spaces that when you walk into the Center and Gardens, it is so peaceful and so relaxing and just so wonderful in itself. That even if you aren't going on a house tour, to just go to the Center and Gardens. And the fact that because the Annenbergs left an endowment that allows us to do public programming without charge. There's not a lot of places anymore mm-hmm. that you can do that. So this is a phenomenal place where you don't have to calculate in what it's going to cost you. All you have to do is get there and park.
Show up. And what is the website?
The website is sunnylands.org.
Very, very simple, folks. And it's on Traveling with Francois, sunnylands.org. Don't miss it. Michaeline, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And would hope to have you back more often.
I would love to. Thank you.
All right. Okay, folks. On that note, we need to step aside for just a moment, and we will be back to wrap up the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Alex is in the boardroom. This segment of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans. They have been improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. They have their no-kill animal shelters for dogs and cats. They have pet adoptions, pet foster care, free animal-assisted therapy to disabled children, and so much more. Go to their website, animalsamaritans.org. Or you can give them a call at 760-343-3477. And on their website, they will show you how you can donate food. Yes, you can get certain bags of food at Costco and other places and donate to them that way for the veterinarian clinic, for the animal shelter. It's a great way to donate. And for those that think, well, I don't know where my dollars go, this way you know exactly where the food's going. So I like that. All right. Let's see. What do we have going on now? I want to give you a little bit more. Let's see. We have the nonprofit that I'm still waiting for my IRS, Artifacts and Arts Across America. Traveling with Francoise will still be doing that as the radio show, but the TV show is going to be a little bit, the name's going to have a little bit of both in there. I'm waiting for that status from the IRS, my official nonprofit status, before I start talking to everyone more about it. But again, it really is to educate, and I'll be going to schools. I'm actually going to Kaweah Desert Academy, off the top of my head, not this week, but the week after, to start talking to some of the classrooms about the radio television industry, about small towns across America and whatnot. And I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous, though. If their attention span is less than 8 seconds, I'm a little nervous. But anyway, I'm really excited about this, and hopefully all of you will join me on that journey for Artifacts and Arts Across America. We talked a little bit about whale watching with Dana Wharf, and I also told you that Borrego Springs, they are gearing up for the Borrego Springs Resort has packages now for the wildflowers, so definitely take advantage of it. Go to their website, BorregoSpringsResort.com, and all of that is on Traveling with Francoise. So get your package, get your rooms now, reserve those rooms now, because once the wildflowers start blooming, they're all going to want those rooms. So, and Adult Customized Tours, ACT, they have a lot of things going on. See, they came back from Alaska cruise this month. Actually, they had a couple cruises going on. They had a fall foliage cruise in New York City. Of course, they went to Tahiti, New Zealand. They're going to New Zealand at the end of the year. All sorts of trips going on. So call ACT or go to their website and check it out and book your trip. Don't wait, because some of them have a cap on them, like the Mount Rushmore. We had 40 people max because of flights, getting the seats, getting the hotels, all that. So some trips do cap out with a certain amount of people. Others do not. So they have amazing Spain and Tangier, Morocco coming up as well. That's going to be end of March, April. So many things going on with them. And don't forget, for those of you that are into baseball, you want to go to spring training out there in Arizona. Yeah. So I have that information, that link on the website for, I think it's Tempe Baseball, if I recall, .com, for those planning your trip to Arizona for the Cactus League spring training. So lots and lots of stuff going out there. All right, here's some other news that I wanted to tell you about. Oh, well, wait, we have our travel question, too. We haven't done that in a little while. We had so many people answer about the one question. I don't even remember what the question was. And the others, you guys are a little bit scarce, so you're not doing the kind of travel I thought you were. Obviously, motorcycles weren't a big deal. And I thought this one would get a lot more response, but I don't think too many of you are even worried about insurance. Because of all the crazy weather happening around the world, do you normally buy travel insurance? And if you never have, are you considering it for your next trip? And Gary Schwartz said, I buy the travel insurance. It's always better to have the insurance and not need it than to have the insurance and need it. There you go. Kathleen Bennett says, I always buy travel insurance, even if I'm traveling in-state. It's happened a couple times when I had to cancel a trip and rebook. And Nancy Edwards says, yes, I even started buying insurance for concert tickets. I had not heard of that you could buy insurance for concert tickets.
Yeah, a lot of the services, the ticket providers, do offer an insurance for a few bucks. And just in case, like, that something happens with the concert or somehow there's, like, a glitch in the system, you get that insurance and, you know, I don't know what the specifics are, but I'm guessing they protect you in some way.
Right, and you get a full refund, which, let's say, I don't know, several years ago, you would never dream of a concert being canceled. Now, it seems very easy for the artist to just say, you know, usually they have some sort of reason. Who knows what the reason is? A lot of times they use issues with their vocal cords or whatnot that they're just going to cancel. And it is interesting how easy now that they do cancel.
Yeah, and I think it's a lot of it is because of how streaming goes now, because of how they get paid. It's much different now than it was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously their biggest moneymaker is going to be a concert. And when they're, you know, traveling and singing like crazy, yeah, you know, every other day, vocal cords do go out.
Do go out. I was not surprised to see Christina Aguilera cancel at one of the casinos down here. I saw that on a billboard that she was going to be here. I don't know. For some reason, I said to myself, I just don't see this as a rise for Christina Aguilera. I see it more as a fall. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. And I was not surprised to see her cancel. It just didn't seem like a right fit at that time for who she still is. I mean, she's not as she was. But there are so many concerts and whatnot out there. I could see that, that's not a bad idea because they can cancel at a moment's notice. So there you go. You can buy insurance for everything now. Just check it out. So, all right, and here's something else in the travel news. The Forward Cabin reports that American Airlines is raising the price of beer, wine, and liquor in coach by a dollar effective October 1st. The new pricing will be beer will be $8. That must be for one can of beer. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wine will be $9 for one of those little plastic cups of wine. Spirits will be $9. However, many international flights have complimentary adult beverages in coach, such as international. That's because they figure you're going to buy some food or whatnot. I don't know. Europe, complimentary beer and wine. Asia, complimentary beer and wine. Hong Kong, Tokyo, Sydney, Auckland, beer, wine, and spirits are complimentary, and this is on American Airlines. Latin America, some destinations have complimentary beer and wine. Dallas to Hawaii, complimentary beer and wine on American. So if American Airlines is raising their prices of beer and wine, you can probably be pretty sure that everyone else is going to follow. Yeah. Because when one does it, look at how one airline started the baggage fees. Now everyone does it, and the change of your seat fee and all sorts of things. So, all right. Well, I want to thank our guests today on the show. They both showed up. Yay! Because our track record on the travel show the last couple of weeks has been not good. Then I get these emails of apologies, but they don't realize how much goes into putting a show together and the prep work I do for them to come. So I want to thank our guests today, Vanessa Mager from the city of Palm Desert and Michaeline Gallagher from Sunnylands Center and Gardens. They were great interviews. Thanks for having them. Congratulations to our winners today for tickets that they won. Next week, what are we doing? Next week on the show, we are going to have Jimmy Fitz on to talk about his garden jam going on. And we're going to have the commander back on from the Blue Angels. They said, Francoise, we will be there no matter what.
Holding them to it.
Yes. and they were so apologetic. But their air show happens in March. And that is a free air show. It's an incredible day-long experience. I don't want you to miss it. So I definitely want to talk about that and let you know when it's going to be, where it's going to be. You'll hear about the base. It'll be out in El Centro. So definitely put that on your calendar of things to do. With that said, that's it. We're going to wrap it up. We will see you next week right back here. Remember, start using that website. I'll see you on TV on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And everywhere else. So have a great one, everyone. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.